Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
That's right, folks. We are broadcasting live from Gonzales for the ribbon cutting celebration at the new Primary Care Plus at 1702 North Burnside Avenue in Gonzales. And we are joined now by Donnie Miller, who is the president and CEO of the Ascension Parish Chamber of Commerce. Gonzales is a city within Ascension Parish. Donnie, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Newell. Really happy to be with you.
You guys have to be very excited about the opening here at Primary Care Plus. Obviously, healthcare needs of the community is one of the most important issues. It's a top line issue for folks all around the country.
It really is. In a prior role, working at the Baton Rouge Area Chamber, my role was recruiting healthcare organizations.
Oh, really?
From health tech all the way down to providers to the market. And what I learned through that is how unhealthy of a population we have in Louisiana. Yeah. And I think we know that,
yeah.
But getting to the root causes of why. And fortunately, Ascension Parish is at the top of the pyramid when it comes to health within the state. So I don't know what we're doing right, but we're doing it right. And I think it's the community that's coming together. And I also think it's organizations like Primary Care Plus coming into the market to offer a service.
And obviously, this parish is growing exponentially. We talked a little bit about that off air. The economic opportunities here are huge. I think some of the strongest in the state as well, right?
It is. When you look at investments coming into the market for Louisiana, we're looking at Cameron Parish. We're looking at the Meta Data Center that's coming to mm-hmm. North Louisiana. But Ascension Parish is going to be home to at least $20 billion of investment, with a B, billion, coming in. And a lot of it's going to be on the other side of the river and inside and outside Donaldsonville, which is tremendous. For the community, it hasn't been a disinvestment. Invested community. It just has been a non-investment in some of these big projects coming in. The trickle-down effect, not only for government agencies and school systems, but it's going to hit every single citizen. It's going to be amazing.
And it seems as though you and your organization has your eye on the ball to make sure that you have the infrastructure and the service model to be able to service this incoming population and growing population. Y'all are at, 131,000 people living in Ascension Parish today.
We're planning on it, right? We have a strong partnership with the parish, with the parish president, Clint Quintmaugh. Our mayors and each of our individual cities, our sheriff, all of the stakeholders have come together understanding that this investment, we can't miss this opportunity. And so everyone's working collaboratively. No one has their ego on the table. It's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. So, yes, to your question and to your point, infrastructure is a main focus of our org. It's actually a big piece, if not the piece, of our strategic plan over the next couple of years. We had focused on Highway 30 and expansions, mm-hmm. But we have since expanded that opportunity to infrastructure, pipelines and rail and roads, and making sure that we are ready in the next couple of years when the investment hits and when the construction begins.
And this is a great location right here on North Burnside, right off of Highway 61, right? Because it tends to be kind of a major thoroughfare other than the I-10 through this area.
That's right. It's the original artery, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
We can take it right down to New Orleans and keep going.
It brought back a lot of memories, that drive up, getting off at the 61 exit off I-10 and heading north.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. No, this is a perfect location. Our office is actually, we just moved into a new office. It's a couple of blocks. You're right in the center of the parish, right in the heart of Gonzales, right near a lot of our government and educational institutions. So the collaborative efforts are pretty easy on logistics. But no, I think for patients and potential patients coming to this location, it is very easy to get to.
Yeah. And it's an exciting model that they have here. I mean, from your previous work at the Baton Rouge Area Chamber, navigating healthcare is not easy.
No, there are so many different directions, and you know, I'm going to give some remarks at this ribbon cutting later. But I mean, to list a few for you for your audience, I mean, it's cost and lack of insurance. That's been a problem historically through the state, not just in our parish or in our region, but limited access to healthcare providers. Right. We do have a health facility with Our Lady of the Lake, St. Elizabeth, in Market, and we do have some of the smaller satellites with Oshter and the Baton Rouge General. But that doesn't always resonate with the population, and sometimes it's hard to get in to see your physician. And you know, this operation, Primary Care Plus, simplifies it.
Yeah, absolutely, in more ways than one, for sure. Biggest challenge for you guys in Ascension Parish?
Yeah, the biggest challenge is the amount of investment coming in and making sure that we properly plan. One piece of that is going to be, where do people stay? Where do people live while the construction phase? There are going to be thousands upon thousands of people, and we don't have the homes or the apartments or the condos ready to go. So that brings in the question, you know, will there be some camps built somewhere? Where will that happen? And I think there's some dialogue on what's best for the community and which part. That's going to be an issue. And then really how to elevate and make sure that Donaldsonville is positioned to be a leader. And I think the Mayor Sullivan, is doing a fantastic job coordinating. I think our House reps and our legislators are doing a fantastic job of bringing everyone together. So the collaborative effort's there. It's just making sure that we keep the momentum moving forward.
You know, it's interesting you say that because it's great economic development and all of that, getting grant dollars, getting, other things. But as you just point out, I call this the ability to receive.
Yes.
Sometimes the easiest thing is getting it. But receiving it in an ordered and structured way where it doesn't become a disruptive force.
That's right.
As opposed to a productive force, which you just really articulated in a much better way than I am. But that is a reality that a lot of people miss. And it's really encouraging to hear that you guys are way out in front on this issue.
We're focused on it, you know, and our partner organization, Ascension Economic Development Corporation, with Kate MacArthur leading that, she has been focused on this project much longer than we have. It's from inception, from it coming, you know, from Korea to LED at the state level, the location level. But you hit it on the head. When a project comes in, there's two forms. You can really push and be the salesperson trying to recruit. And then there are some that you have to be the punt receiver and just making sure that you can run the ball back properly.
Absolutely.
And that has to do with, you know, the relationships within the ecosystem, the property, tax incentives, you know, everything comes into one. And it's our role, that's economic development's role, to make sure we're ready.
Best of luck to you, and I know they're very happy that you'll be addressing the ribbon cutting today, because this is such a vital service to the community. Donnie Miller, President, CEO of the Ascension Chamber of Commerce. Congratulations. Really enjoyed speaking with you.
Likewise. Thank you very much for the time today.
Thank you, sir. We'll be right back. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. We are broadcasting live from the ribbon cutting celebration at the new Primary Care Plus at 1702 North Burnside Avenue here in Gonzales. We'll be right back, folks, with Councilman Eugene Green from the City of New Orleans talking about graffiti. So stay with us. We'll be right back.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.